Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This week has been a bit of a roller coaster of legal juggling in the Marcellus Williams case. He was found guilty of murdering a St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter back in 1998, and reporter Lisha Gale was stabbed 43 times with a knife from her own kitchen inside her U-City home. That was in a gated community back in 1998. And then a couple blocks away from the rally that I was at, this is Stuart McMillan, by the way, hosting Total Information AM this weekend, if I haven't mentioned that. I was at this rally at the St. Louis County Courthouse, just a couple blocks away from there, and Williams' lawyers were negotiating for his life. They're behind closed doors, and let's get more on this court case. Here's Sean Malone.
A day after reaching an Alford plea in exchange for being resentenced to life in prison without parole and being taken off death row, Williams' deal is on hold. Instead, following the orders of the Missouri Supreme Court, an evidentiary hearing has been scheduled for next Wednesday, the 28th. It recently came to light the weapon used to kill a Post-Dispatch reporter in 1998 was mishandled years ago by the St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. As a result, Williams' argument that his lack of DNA evidence on the weapon proves his innocence is moot. With the agreement on hold, Marcellus Williams remains scheduled to be executed less than a month after this hearing on September 24th.
Again, that is KMOX's Sean Malone. He and I were kind of trading places in the courtroom this week for that Williams case. Now, back at the rally, I spoke with Joe Amrine. He's a Kansas City man. He was set free in 2003 after being wrongfully convicted of murder and placed on death row. And he was first put in jail in 1975. So you can do a little math for me here on a Saturday morning. But he was there in support of Williams and kind of knowing what Williams is going through.
We want justice. We want justice, not just for the victim's family, but also for Marcellus' family. You know, I don't want to see no one get executed, but if by some miracle, some chance, someone had to be executed, I would want to know that they was afforded all the constitutional protection as possible. You know, so if you're going to execute someone in my name or my behalf, then I want to make sure that person was justly convicted, justly executed. And this is not, this is going on here. I mean, just like the victim's family want justice, everybody else's family want justice. We're not asking for too much because we want the defendant's family to get the same justice as you want the victim's family. There is no difference. Justice is justice. We want it on both sides. You know, we just need it on both sides. If you're seeking justice, just do it right. Do it right. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your story. You mentioned they're using your case in other cases where folks are on death row. Kind of give us a little bit of background.
So here's the deal. In my case, they're saying that because I was on death row, I could present an actual innocence claim. So now what they're saying now is the only way you can be heard of your innocence is that you have to be on death row. To me, that is totally wrong. Nothing so wrong as that. If I am actually innocent, I don't think it should matter if I'm on death row, or if I'm facing a robbery, or burglary, or even a rape. It should be available to everybody. Your actual innocence should be available. It should be no courts closed to that. You know, and you shouldn't have to be on death row in order to get this protection. I mean, I just think it's against the law. It could be discriminatory. I mean, only allowing guys on death row to present their innocence. It's just not right. You know, because you weren't unfortunate enough to get the death penalty, you're not gonna be able to get your issues heard in a court of law because you're not on death row. I mean, it's ludicrous. It just don't make any sense at all. You know what I mean? I firmly believe that every court should be open to a person's innocence. It shouldn't matter what type of sentence you have. You know, I don't think it's worth it. And the fact that they're using my case to deny people, it really hurts, you know, because I feel like I'm the enemy. You know, I feel like I'm the enemy now because they're using my case to actually deny other guys an opportunity to present their justice, you know. And like I said, I just think every door should be open to any inmate to present their justice, their innocence. You know, I just feel that way.
You were on death row. Marcellus Williams is on death row. What's going through his mind? What's he going through?
Oh, my God. I mean, you just can't imagine so many different things. He's facing execution. He has a possible chance of having a hearing and winning in that. So, you know, it's just so many things going through his mind. You know, he has a grown son. He has grandkids he's never met before. And now here you are subject to be executed. So naturally you think about your family, your son, and all your loved ones and stuff like that. You probably on an emotional roller coaster. I've been there before. I spent 30-some days in lockup waiting, facing execution. I lost my hair. You just can't imagine sitting there, listening to this clock ticking, tick. And then what really hurts the most, I'm sure, with him, the same thing, is the things that you know that the public's going through, that your family's going through, that they coming out here and doing stuff like this here, and they're doing it on your behalf. That even hurts. Even though you know, you love the idea of what they're doing, but the fact that they're doing it, it hurts. It hurts. That hurts a lot. That you're putting your loved ones through this, or you're putting people in your community through this here, you know, because you're innocent. You know, and it's sad that she never should even came to this point. You know, like I said, Missouri need to fix a bunch of things. And when it comes to the death penalty, that should be priority number one because it's non-reversible. I mean, you can't reverse that. You know, that's final. You know, and I don't understand, why would you even want to entertain the death penalty when you know from proof that you can make a mistake? What is so more important? The execution or not making a mistake? You don't make mistakes if you give a guy life and 50 years without parole. There's no mistake to be made. If 30 years later you find he's actually innocent, you can let him go. If you execute me and 30 years later you find out I'm innocent, you can't dig me up. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just feel like execute justice in the United States should be dealt with a totally different way. Death penalty should be off the table. It's a fact that the death penalty has not deterred the murder rate. In fact, in states that do have the death penalty, their murder rate is higher than the ones who don't have the death penalty. You know what I mean? It's obvious. It's not working. It's not working. Our whole system needs to be fixed. It needs to be. This is the United States. We lead by examples. Well, they need to start leading this one here. You know, lead this. People's lives are at stake. You know?
That is Joe Amrine, a Kansas City man who was on death row but set free after he was wrongly convicted of murder back in 2003. Currently, there are 10 people on death row in Missouri. 8 are eligible for execution. They're all housed at the Potosi Correction Center, and that's shortly before their scheduled execution. And then it can either be carried out by lethal injection or lethal gas here in the state of Missouri. We're going to hear more from Joe Amrine later this morning at 6:20. We're going to hear the rest of our conversation and his interesting journey and the trials of being on death row and then taking off of death row. It's a great story. You need to listen for that at 6:20.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Stuart McMillan, filling in for Scott Jago this morning on Total Information AM Weekend. Here's the rest of my discussion with Joel Amrine, the Kansas City man freed from prison while on death row. I spoke with him while he was at a rally in support for death row inmate, currently Marcellus Williams, who had a motion to vacate hearing this week.
You've never been back to jail, never been in trouble again, or nothing. Then I wasn't even compensated. You know, can you imagine that? I spent 17 years on death row. They didn't give me nothing. I had 3 trials on my lawsuit, and I lost all 3 of them in Jeff City. Mm-hmm. I mean, just think, this is the state of which we are in. Can you imagine someone spending 17 years on death row for something they didn't do, and he cannot be compensated? Where are we at? You know, I mean, come on now. I mean, this is how I'm just the same thing I'll tell you about how exonerate versus a person who's actually guilty for his case. He's afforded way more protection, way more help than an exonerate.
How so?
Because I can't get Section 8. I can't get Medicare. I can't get food stamps and stuff like that. All this stuff is not available to me because they never put nothing in place for an exonerate. You know, but they had stuff in place for a guy who coming up out the prison system on supervision release. I mean, they even go as far as before they come out here, they've already been signed up for food stamps, Section 8, Medicaid, Medicare, you know, through the prison system. But because they never thought about people like me, exonerates, you know, none of that stuff is available to us. And I just believe that's one of the biggest things they need to hurry up and correct, is that. Because we're actually being punished twice. Even though we're exonerees, I'm getting punished because I'm an exoneree. Because I wasn't good for my case. I can't get to say, I don't have these, what they call them, caseworkers available to me. I can call them on the phone, they come running to me and help me do whatever I want them to do. Whereas the guy who's actually good for his case, he has that stuff available to him. He has that available to him. Whereas we don't. You know, we're on our own. You look at your case, from the time you come out to the time you die, you always gonna have some type of supervision, somebody there to help you, somebody who you can call to help you. Whereas me, they have nothing in place for exonerees. Even though we've come to be a whole group of people, it's over 4,000 some of us right now, and it's steady growing. So they need to start putting stuff in place for us, you know, because we're the ones who suffered the most. We suffer too much, you know what I mean? Been out 20 years. Every day I wake up, man, I find something different. Something wrong. Something else is wrong. Every day is a struggle. Can you imagine? I watched 64 people get executed. They didn't offer me no free therapy or psychiatrists. You know, I mean, they didn't offer me nothing. State of Missouri. I got out on July 28th. I think it was on August. I was in St. Louis. I can't think of the guy's name. He was announcing his presidency. You know what I'm talking about. He was running for president. And he wanted me to come to St. Louis when he announces his thing. And he wanted me to sit on the stage with him. And that was in 2003. And they asked me, what is the one thing that I want? I said, you know what I want? An apology. In 2003, 21 years later, still ain't got an apology. State of Missouri should have not apologized to me about what they sent me through. They haven't compensated me or nothing. You know, but that's how bad it is. I can't even get an apology. Because they stick by their convictions. You know, because a lot of people don't understand it. These decisions here are life career decisions. You know, a judge who reverses a death penalty basically just killing his career. I mean, that's just the way it is in these states when it comes to politics and stuff like that. You know, and that's why a lot of these judges are really kind of skeptical about granting relief on the death penalty case. You know, because now the public gonna think you easy on crime, and so you don't want that. You know, so you know. It's just so much.
It's political, then.
All the way through, from start to finish. It's political. It's all from start to finish. You know, it's just sad because you don't know how many innocent people have been executed. You know, I know guys in prison right now. I went to prison in 1975. And I know guys that's in prison right now who's been there in the 60s and are still there. And some of them claim to be innocent. And I can only say to myself, now how many of these guys here were actually innocent that was convicted in 1963? How many of them? Quite a few of them in there, that I know. You know, because we have a lot more stuff afforded to us now than we did back then, but still, how many of them was wrongly convicted? You know, it's quite a few of them, you know, have no help. So nowadays, with the public, I also send a message this. If you have a murder case, you want to get the death penalty. You want to get the death penalty. Because how else are you going to prove your innocence if you don't have a death penalty? Because only with the death penalty is these avenues available to you. It's only with the death penalty that you are afforded an attorney. So, you know, I mean, I literally went out of my way to get the death penalty when I was convicted. I didn't have no choice. Because if I hadn't got the death penalty, I wouldn't be sitting here now because I'd never had an attorney to represent me to prove my innocence. But back then, I did know. If I didn't know anything else, I knew that the only way I'm going to get a lawyer is that I'm on death row. If I'm not on death row, I'm going to be stuck here with life and 50 years without parole. So I made sure I got the death penalty. You know, it was a hell of a risk, but I didn't have a choice. Well, and I didn't
care. Standing here today, then.
Yeah, I didn't care, you know, because my life was already at stake, you know, but it's sad that, you know, you got to actually get the death penalty before you could really get their attention to prove your innocence. I got to have the death penalty. You know, it's sad. It's really sad, you know. I consider myself lucky because I got the death penalty. I mean, that's what it comes down to. You see what I'm saying? Because if I don't have the death penalty, I don't have a lawyer. Without a lawyer, how you going to go anywhere? You know, I mean, it's just sad, man. The whole system's messed up. The whole system's messed up. Got a long ways to go. You know, I've been doing this for 20 years, and there has been some changes. We have made some progress, but for the most part, the people, those in power, they fight us tooth and nail. Why are you fighting us so hard about something as the death penalty?
We are all part of the beloved.
It's sad. You know, I'm going to tell you one thing, and I'm going to go. There was a guy on Jeff with me named Pop Jones. He's an older guy, white guy. He was 76 years old. He fell out and had a heart attack. They took him to Columbia University. They gave him a quadruple pass heart surgery. They said they spent over $250,000 on him. And 84 days later, they executed him. You spent over almost $1 million to save his life just so you could execute him. That's how hungry, that's how ugly we are. Look it up, you'll see it, it's in there. Marvin Jones, he literally had a heart attack, man. They took him from Potosi to Columbia University. Triple bypass heart surgery. And you execute him. I mean, you know what? When that happened, man, I'm honest. I lost all respect, all trust, all anything when you're dealing to the prison system or the court system.
Were you on death row at the time?
Yeah. Yeah, when that happened, yeah. I was on death row. Yeah.
Did you think that you would not be set free at that point?
Yeah, I think when that happened, I had already resigned myself to being executed by then because my appeals had ran out, so I was looking to be executed. So, but just imagine that, you know, y'all paid almost $1 million to save a person's life just so you could execute it. Like, we're not going to let no one beat us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's sad.
That is the voice of Joe Amrine, who is a Kansas City man who was on death row but freed from prison back in 2003. I spoke with him at a rally for Marcellus Williams, who's on death row here in Missouri. There are 10 people on death row, 8 eligible for execution. And before their execution, they are at the Potosi Correction Center, as he was talking about there, the time he was sitting on death row and wondering what was going to happen next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.